Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Thousands of students in Lawrence and Fall River will soon be spending more time in the classroom. School officials announced today that the two cities are included in a national pilot program that will add 300 extra hours of instruction over the school year starting next fall. Joining us this morning to talk about this program is Chris Gabrielli, chairman of Massachusetts 2020, the group that spearheaded the effort. Chris, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Great to speak with you, Bob.
Chris, you call this a red-letter day for Massachusetts. Why is that?
Well, Massachusetts has led the nation in rethinking a school schedule set for a farm and factory era that worked well once upon a time and doesn't serve us well today. We have the largest percentage of our schools that already have extended time, schools serving high-poverty kids for longer school days and longer school years, and that experience has really played a central role in informing a national movement that is gets a big step forward today when five states commit to use tens of millions of dollars of federal and state money to follow the same kind of plan we have in Massachusetts, which is to thoughtfully expand time for kids at schools serving high-poverty students.
Chris, let me ask you, how is it that Fall River and Lawrence were picked for participation in this project?
Well, Fall River and Lawrence stepped forward and have come forward with strong ideas of how they would expand to significant numbers of schools in their district. Fall River is already the site of two of the strongest expanded learning time schools in the state based on past state policy opportunities. And Lawrence is, as you may know, under the control of a receiver now appointed by the state. And they have a plan to expand learning time at all of their schools, and they would six of their schools have stepped forward for this sort of most comprehensive version. None of those schools are guaranteed to be proceeding. They have to go through a year of planning. They have to decide in the end it's right for their communities, and they have to have a strong enough plan that it's worth putting the public resources to work. But we know from past experience that if it's done well, it can really drive student achievement much higher and give kids the kind of well-rounded education with arts, music, drama, sports, and so forth that every kid should get.
How do you deal with teacher concerns about the program? In the Boston Globe this morning, Frank McLaughlin, president of the Lawrence Teachers Union, is quoted as saying that his members support the additional hours, but only if they are used wisely and if teachers are compensated fairly.
Well, I think that's a very consistent response from teachers. And, of course, in Massachusetts, we have the history now of many schools, 90 schools across the state, where teachers have agreed by one means or another to expanding learning time. And in most cases, including backed up by strong survey data, the results have been tremendous. Teachers feel like they have the time finally to cover the material. And teachers get significantly more time to work together away from students. This isn't more hours for every teacher teaching every day. It's more hours for the students and more opportunities for the students. For teachers, it's also more time to collaborate, to plan, to prepare. So it has strong support for them, and we're proud that teachers' unions have always been in support nationally and in Massachusetts, and we've worked very collaboratively with them.
And how do students feel about this generally, and what do you say to students when you tell them that they're going to spend more time in school during warm weather?
Yeah, absolutely. Students love less school. Snow days are popular with students. But in the end of the day, students who do better in school always end up appreciating it. And the half or so of the time that's devoted to arts, music, drama, sports, electives that students want to pursue is always very welcomed by students, who often get that as an opportunity to shine in something, you know, beyond traditional academics. So, you know, I don't think anyone ever starts off as a student saying, you know, what I wish is I had more school time. Although, sadly, in some of these schools, it's some of the only places where students feel safe and cared for. But satisfaction by students remains high. In fact, most of the schools in Massachusetts that have gone to an expanded learning time schedule have actually increased their enrollments and have, in many cases, big waiting lists. So families clearly recognize that what students need is the right amount of time in school.
You see this as becoming the norm at some point instead of the experiment, the pilot program. And how long will it take for this to be the norm nationally?
I think that's right. I think for high poverty students, the idea that 6 hours or 6.5 hours on 180 days is enough to help them overcome the disadvantages they bring, you know, it's just really patently false. Half the students in America who are high poverty will drop out of high school, which is a disaster, and of those half who remain, many won't gain the skills they need. But with more time, well used, schools can change that. We have many great examples of that. So I do think as the data continues to amass on that, as people become more used to the different logistics and the different expectations of doing so, it will become not, and they won't be considered expanded time, they'll be considered normal time schools for students who really need what schools can deliver to them to help them break out of the cycle of poverty.
Chris Gabrielli, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you.